The Haines Chamber of Commerce votes down new nonprofit bylaws. And after a turbulent transition, Wings of Alaska Fjord Flying Service works toward reinvention. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The role of nonprofits in the Haines Chamber of Commerce remains in limbo following a vote on bylaws revisions Thursday. Right now, nonprofits are given the same rights as for-profits in the chamber. The new bylaws would have taken away a piece of that, allowing nonprofits to be members and vote, but not to serve on the chamber board of directors. Kyle Gray is the chamber board president.
This was how we felt to make both sides happy. Are both sides going to be 100% happy? No, but that's what a compromise is. Is we do feel that nonprofits are an important piece of the economy. We're not ever going to say that that is not true. We believe that they're important to the economy. And because of that, we think that we live in a town where that needs to be represented on some level.
But Gray says it seems the issue is so polarized that a compromise might not work out. At Thursday's meeting, members present voted 14-8 against the new bylaws. Gray says some people seem to vote it down because they want the chamber to be fully inclusive, and some voted it down because they want nonprofits completely excluded.
And there isn't really a lot of middle ground. Most people think 100% full rights or 100% no rights at all. So how do we make both those pieces fit together?
The chamber board met Friday morning following the vote. Gray says they decided to form a committee that will try to find an answer to the nonprofits' question.
What we're going to do with the nonprofits at this point, I don't know what that is. I don't know what's going to come out of that. It might be nothing, and we might end up proposing the exact same thing we have now.
There was more to the proposed bylaw changes than clarifying nonprofits' role. There were several housekeeping changes, such as allowing electronic voting. Gray says it's clear now that those revisions need to be separated from the contentious nonprofits issue.
So we're trying to home in on what a Chamber of Commerce is really about and what role we really play within the community and what segment of that community we actually represent.
The Bylaws Committee plans to meet September 1st. Gray says chamber members who want to offer input can contact him at kgray@fnbalaska.com or the chamber office at 766-2202. There's been a little turbulence since the October sale of Wings of Alaska to Fjord Flying Service, but the new staff is continuing to work out the kinks. Aldwin Harder has only been the manager of the new company for a few months, but he's got a clear vision of where he wants the business to go. He stopped by the KHNS studio last month to give an update on future plans.
Haines is a market that we'd like to serve better.
Harder was pounding the pavement recently in Haines, meeting with businesses and residents.
And so I came here, and I'll be here for off and on throughout the summer and the winter to find out what we can do better for the community.
In October, Wings was sold by its parent company, Seaport Airlines, out of Portland. Gustavus-based Fjord Flying Service, a charter business, bought Wings. The joint company still offers charters from the Fjord side and scheduled commuter flights from Wings of Alaska.
We're basically a brand new company that started in 2016. We've combined the assets now and have formed a new airline specifically to serve the local villages of Hoonah, Haines, Skagway, Gustavus, and the city of Juneau.
Harder says since the sale, the transition has been a little rough. Fewer planes and scaled back service caused some customers to balk. But with the two airlines' business strategies and methods melding more and more, the day-to-day is progressing a little more smoothly, he says.
Currently, we're operating 4 total aircraft, soon to be 5. We have 3 207s and 2 206s. One of the 207s is in the rebuilding process and will be out later on in the summer. They all fly VFR, weather permitting. Safety is always our first goal.
The fall sale of Wings to Fjord included all ground assets, but not the planes. The new company exclusively serves Southeast Alaska. Harder says all the owners, there are a handful scattered around Southeast, are focused on creating a, quote, family of employees and clients.
I think what sets us apart will be our local service, our local ownership, the ability to address the problems that happened on a very personal level.
At the Haines office, station manager Marlene Wilson agreed that there was a little turmoil when the transition first got underway, but mostly because people thought the airline shut down.
They're still coming up in disbelief that we're here. We never have closed our doors. We've always been open. We just went from one owner to another.
After Wings was sold, the business did lose its 9-plane fleet, getting 3 smaller planes instead. Wilson says for the first little while, they were just flying charters, but they never stopped flying completely. The company is doing scheduled flights and freight again, but it no longer operates the mail flights. Wilson says now, in the midst of a busy summer, things are going well. The online reservations option is up and running, and more planes have been added to the roster.
Basically, we're starting brand new, as if we're a brand new company starting out, because of the rumors and people just now realizing that we are in service.
Wings of Alaska has been operating in Southeast for 30 years. It, along with Alaska Seaplanes, offers multiple daily flights between Haines and Skagway and other communities in the region. Wilson says they plan to expand, but they just need to get through the winter first.
Our main focus right now is just deal with our passengers and get our passengers back on board.
Wrangell has been reinventing itself as a maritime community since the collapse of the timber industry in the early 90s. In November 2006, the community's Marine Service Center lifted its first boat out of the water. Now, 10 years later, more than 2,000 boats have been hauled out. As KSTK's Aaron Bolton reports, Wrangell's boatyard keeps piling on the reasons for its success.
The 112-foot Amber Ann is being hauled out for repairs in Wrangell's Marine Service Center. The owner of the fish tender, Hans Hansen, says the town is home port.
There's a guy who's got a boat called the Gray Sea. His name is Clay. I call him the mayor of Wrangell. He's the one that got me here when they first built the harbor. He said, get your boat over there.
Hansen lives and operates out of Sitka, about 109 miles away. That may seem like quite the distance, but Wrangell's boatyard is saving him about a 1,400-mile round trip to Seattle. This is the second time Hansen hauled out the Ann in Wrangell. The first time was 2 years ago when he first bought the boat. Now he's back due to a broken rudder shaft.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. I'll be okay. If I'm back in the water by the 1st of September or the first week of September, I'll be a happy guy.
Hansen and his crew plan to do most of the work themselves. But he's also chosen Wrangell because of the work he won't be able to do.
There's a guy here, Tyler. Guy's super awesome. He's a machinist extraordinaire. He'll do all the machine work that needs to get the shaft back in. It's going to be pretty relaxed after we get up and get all situated.
Harbor Master Greg Meisner says that's been the key. Work on what you can for a reasonable haul-out price and get quality work done on the parts you can't.
We do our best to treat them nice and treat them like give good customer service, but they come here for a purpose, and that is to get the vessel worked on. And Wrangell's fortunate enough to have some very good vendors who do a lot of good work down there.
Meisner was part of a team in 2000 that surveyed other boatyards on the West Coast, trying to find out if Wrangell should build its own.
And talking to folks about what we're interested in doing and kind of looking at what a boatyard consists of, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, try not to reinvent the wheel, but produce something that was similar to a Port Townsend makeup, but was custom fit for Wrangell.
That custom fit produced 104 jobs by 2012, and more than $3 million in private money was invested. Now, 56 vendors populate the list of services, such as welding, fiberglass work, and refrigeration repairs. The boatyard even attracted the reality show The Yard.
Wrangell, Alaska. Owner Don Sorek is one of the busiest men in southern Alaska, running a shipyard in the heart of the fishing grounds.
But Meisner says attracting more vessels is the goal.
You can see a big fish pack or big 110-foot boat come in. It's not one guy rolling paint on. It could be a half dozen guys doing some pretty extensive projects on there. And that's a good thing. It produces more jobs, hopefully, and I think that's the goal of this whole yard.
The yard expanded its reach to 100-foot boats in 2014 with a 300-ton lift. That lift could be expanded to fit boats wider than the current limit of 26.5 feet, but the yard is too small. The borough is looking to acquire the 98-acre former Wrangell Mill site. Part of that property could someday become a boatyard extension.
Well, it takes a long time to expand. I mean, if you got $17 million almost into this, 7.5-acre boatyard down here, you could imagine a 15-20-acre boatyard out there and what you could eventually spend on it. That doesn't say you shouldn't try to do that. You shouldn't work that way, but it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of money. So maybe over time it happens. I hope it does.
The current yard hauls about 270 boats per year. Meisner says that number is sure to increase as Wrangell builds a reputation for working on larger boats. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories anytime on our website at khns.org.